one show gives you the information that can change and shape your life. The IMA Doctors. Get straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
It is the IMA Doctor Show here on KFGO. Dr. Yohe joins us in studio. Welcome back. I'm glad you got in here okay.
I did, yep.
We're okay, okay. It is quite the weather out there, and I'm sure you've been seeing a lot of people come through the clinic because of ailments, because of weather-related things.
Oh, absolutely.
Your house included, I hear.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How awful. We were just chatting before we went on the air about, well, we all have stories of this time of year, but your stories seem just so much worse. Okay, here, we've got some good news to start out the show. Let's start here, shall we? And that is, we've got a first aid kit, an IMA Healthcare first aid kit for one of our listeners today. We're so excited to give it away. And we want you to text in IMA to 35270. Again, text IMA, just those three simple letters, to 35270, and you will be entered in to win that first aid kit, and we will announce the winner at the end of our show coming up at about 1:30 today. So text in IMA. But today, we do have Dr. Mark Yohe in studio with us. Dr. Yohe is an IMA physician who specializes in men's health with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. So we've got some planned topics today, but we encourage you to call, text, email your health-related questions to Dr. Yohe. You can even get on the phone lines, 237-5948, 800-880-5346.
All right, we're going to start off the show with some pretty serious topics. Let's talk depression and anxiety disorders. I'm sure people struggle with these conditions everywhere, every day. But I think up in the North Country, with our long, cold winters, it's got to be worse. Am I right, Dr. Yohe?
Certainly with depression, I think that affects people when we have less sunlight, shorter days, recurrent blizzards, as we're having today. I think that definitely is affecting people. And people also have seasonal affective disorder, which can occur during the winter months as well. So they may be good all summer, and then they struggle in the winter. So definitely can be worse.
Do you take vitamin D on a regular basis, on a daily basis?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
And do you recommend that for most? I mean, it's a pretty harmless thing, right, for most people to take? Or
yeah, I would say vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so people could get toxic potentially, but we really don't see that. And being where we live and the increased use of sunblock and whatnot, people don't make as much vitamin D, so there's a lot of people who are deficient. And especially with COVID, we've also found that people who were vitamin D is sufficient seem to fare worse. So I think a supplement is a good idea.
Yeah, vitamin C, D,
and
right?
Zinc. Yep.
And zinc, yep. Yeah. And zinc could be a little bit, every time someone in my life has COVID and they text me, I'm like, yep, all I know is vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc if your tummy can handle it. Because that apparently can be upsetting.
It can be, yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you take too much of it.
So smaller yep amounts of that
yes
zinc. And I know that you can find those vitamins that have those immunity boost vitamins that
yes
have all of them included, do
yep
you recommend those?
Yeah, whatever has it, you know, you can take them separately or together would be
okay
fine.
Okay.
Why are people all over the moon about elderberry? That seems
oh, yeah,
to be the
that
big
was another
thing
one
right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's adding, now with elderberry.
I'm not sure.
Really? So most likely it's just kind of the
sure
fad vitamin of the day. Or the,
probably.
The fad yes additive.
Yes.
Dr. Yohe, can you explain the main symptoms and differences between someone experiencing anxiety versus depression? And can you have both?
Certainly people can have both. That is certainly a possibility. So depression can manifest with, you know, not wanting to get out of bed. You know, they're just feeling, you know, mopey and overall just this sense of like, and they may not have, feel like they have a purpose or, and they can just be, you know, want to like be socially isolated and not be around people. Anxiety is more probably, you know, people ruminating about something or, you know, being around, you know, in large crowds, they just feel like on edge. And so it's probably more symptoms like that. Some people will develop even like palpitations and chest pain and they're thinking they're having a heart attack and it's an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Is the anxiety attack where people breathe into the paper bag like when I've seen it in movies
yes
and stuff?
Yes, you could try that.
Who might be at higher risk for having these issues?
I would say anybody who, you know, if you've previously been diagnosed with depression and it has, you know, improved, you might be at higher risk for it to reoccur. Some people, you know, it just tends to be like almost everyone in the family has depression and it just, or anxiety, and it runs in their families. So those would be people who are at higher risk.
Is anxiety just that feeling of your heart beating, your palms getting sweaty? Are there different types of anxiety disorders?
Certainly can be, you know, there's generalized anxiety and there's situational anxiety. And sometimes it's due to like, you know, or even post grief, they're very anxious if like they lost a loved one. And so then they start to, you know, panic about their own health if something is going wrong. And so it can take on different forms. Yes.
You know, this is sort of, I'm taking a little bit of a left turn, but it's so interesting when you talk to people about, and I know we're not talking specifically about stress, but how stress can sort of bring on health issues. And I'm sure as a doctor, you've seen that. You've seen someone come in with these issues and then something resolves itself that isn't as stress, you know, takes a little bit of stress off that person. And all of a sudden that health condition they thought they had isn't there anymore.
Yeah, it's that'd be a probable form of anxiety. So yeah. And that's what happens. People, you know, if you can alleviate the stressor, people will often get better.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't.
I mean, I've even experienced that, I feel like, in my own life, is that especially at the beginning of COVID, when we were all so, and even still now, we're all so self-conscious about how our body is feeling.
Yes.
And whether or not we're coughing or feeling any kind of congestion. And I feel like the second it comes on, I feel this tenseness throughout my body, like, is this COVID? Am I sick? Am I getting people around me sick?
Yes.
And a good night of sleep will just take care of it. And you're like, oh, I think I was just panicking a little bit.
Yes.
you know what I mean by the hard thing
is when you look at the COVID symptoms, it lists a million things.
Right.
So people are like, well, is this it? I don't know. What do I do?
Right.
You know, do I test? Do I not? You know, so it's hard.
And you're like, oh, I just haven't eaten in 6 hours,
yes,
and I should probably drink a little bit of water.
Yeah.
So when is it time to call the doctor? And can you explain some treatment plans that you provided for your patients when it comes to anxiety or depression?
Yes. I think it's time to call when you're not, you know, you're not getting better and it's affecting your life. Some people, it affects their work. It affects their home life. When it's starting to affect all that, something needs to be done. Some people don't realize that, you know, they are as anxious as they are because they maybe didn't have it when they were younger, so they don't really know what they're experiencing when they come in, and they're just saying, they describe all these symptoms, and I'll be like, hey, that's anxiety. Well, I don't know because I haven't had it. So that will make them reluctant to come in sometimes. Otherwise, family members and friends sometimes say, like, something's going on here. You got to get this taken care of, and they'll come in on that advice.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's talk more about the symptoms of depression for our audience. We all have down times in our lives, but we can usually work our way through them. At what point is it time to see a doctor about that? And can you tell us how a family doctor can help?
Well, basically, you know, we take a history and listen to what's going on and then attempt to make a diagnosis. And if it is depression or anxiety, then there's medications. Often, you know, the medications that are used for depression can also be used for anxiety. They have dual purposes. It's about balancing chemicals in the brain. And so often, you know, one med can fix both issues potentially. Some people are more resistant and you have to try different medications. Not one is perfect for everybody. So, and everybody metabolizes them differently, so you might have to play with dosing and different things like that. So there's always starting doses, and sometimes we have to titrate. The downside to medications, they take time to work. It's not going to be an instant fix, 4 to 6 weeks, possibly having to titrate. So it can take a while.
Do symptoms vary depending on age? For example, a symptom of depression is sleeping a lot more, right? Well, I know teenagers who seem to sleep, you know,
yes,
through the entire daylight hours, right? So, like, children and teenagers versus, let's say, the older population.
I think, you know, the symptoms probably overlap with all of them. How they respond to it might be different because they, you know, like, older people may have experienced it more often than younger people. And so, you know, how they handle it might be different. But I think over time, most of the symptoms are probably very similar.
You know, I think that our society is doing better when it comes to mental health issues. We're certainly talking about them a lot more. It's
yes,
not this secret that we keep behind a closed door. Do you have any advice for our audience members if they have a loved one who has signs of these symptoms and needs your help, or even themselves, and they're just worried about being labeled something?
Yeah, people do struggle with that. And I always tell people, I say, you know, you don't have to broadcast your health care. You don't have to tell people that you're on medication. Hide it in your house. You know, put it in a drawer that no one's going to look in. Some people are an open book and like advertise, hey, I have depression, I'm on the drug. Others don't want people to know. It's your personal health information, so keep it personal if that's how it goes. It's between you and your provider.
Dr. Mark Yoey is going to be taking your calls, answering any health-related questions you may have, and some are already coming into our text club at 35270. Going back to vitamin D, vitamin Z, and zinc, or vitamin D, C, and zinc, what amount should they be taking? What mg's, what milligrams of the supplement should they be taking?
So vitamin C, like 500 or 1,000 would be fine. I'm not 100% positive on the vitamin zinc dosing. I would just follow the label on the bottle. And vitamin D, 1,000 to 2,000 units a day should be adequate.
Okay, there you go. And if you have any other questions, you can text in now to 35270. You can also call us at 237-5948. That's our Laney studio line. We'll be taking calls with Dr. Mark Yoey until 1:30 here on KFGO. And of course, if you want to get hooked up with one of their IMA first aid kits, you can text IMA in at 35270 to be entered. We'll announce a winner at the end of the show. We have just a minute left here, and we're going to be taking a quick break. But Dr. Mark Yoey is in the house today, taking your calls and questions at 35270. Dr. Yoey is an IMA physician who specializes in men's health with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. Arthritis this time of year isn't actually worse than other times of the year in the winter.
Oh, Dr. I think, Yoey? Yeah, the cold definitely affects people. They definitely feel worse, and a lot of times they'll feel the storms coming in and know that we're going to get some weather change.
Wow. And it usually is the case.
And it usually is, yep.
It's so crazy to think about. What is the relief for arthritis? And maybe hold that, because we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk about treatments or relief for arthritis and continue taking your questions and calls here on KFGO. The IMA Doctor Show is on the air. Dr. Mark Yoey is with us. He is an IMA physician who specializes in men's health with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. And that's what our topic was when we last left you. We were talking about arthritis and what are sort of the things that people can do to alleviate some of that pain.
So if you have like osteoarthritis, you know, you can take NSAIDs, so ibuprofen, Aleve are typically helpful. You do have to be careful of kidney function, so you want to make sure your kidneys are working normally before you take that. And, you know, you want to try and use it when you need it, not constantly, because it can be hard on your stomach. You could develop an ulcer, or you can cause kidney issues with long-term use. So you do have to be careful. There's topical NSAIDs as well, which are now over-the-counter, so that is something you would rub on that will help. And so people do find that effective as well. Some people will use Tylenol for pain as well. There's prescription NSAIDs that if we need to go that route, others may choose cortisone injections and things like that.
Is there a surgery that you could do? Like, can you get some of that arthritis out?
So if it gets bad enough, like in a knee or hip, they'll do a hip replacement or knee replacement.
Okay.
I think of arthritis with my grandmother, and she had to have like a contraption. She had a surgery where essentially it was like this exoskeleton that they put over her hands, and that was 35 years ago now. Have we made drastic leaps when it comes to treating arthritis?
Yeah, I would say they can do like joint replacements in the hands, and then also, you know, people who are severely deformed may have had an inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid. The goal in today's age, we have such better treatments that shouldn't happen. We should be able to get control with medication that will work.
What about when it comes to things like joint injections? So 30 years ago, someone who might have had to have like a knee replaced, like can joint injections help someone like that nowadays?
It will help until at some point it's going to not help. And at that point, you're going to need to consider other options.
If you have any questions, you can text in now, 35270. You can also call us at 237-5948. Our phone lines are open now, and Dr. Mark Yoey is taking your calls. When I read that you, of course, have a special interest in men's health, what are some of the top health concerns of men when they come to your office?
Well, some of it is just for general health. And then others, you know, they're wondering, you know, are their testosterone levels abnormal? As people age, you know, the testosterone starts to decline. Some might be struggling, you know, with erectile dysfunction and other things like that. So those are all things that I deal with.
What about your heart? When should you be screened for that? Is there a different age between men and women?
So typically women have higher HDL cholesterols, which is the protective cholesterol. So that's why you see less heart disease in females. So often men at 45, women at 55 is like certain risks, like when we're doing clearing people for surgery that we worry about. If there's a strong family history of heart disease, I will advise people to get screened earlier. You know, simple screenings, you know, can be like the coronary calcium score, which is offered at several places in town where they put you in a CAT scan machine and measure how much coronary calcium you have. High levels of that can indicate you're building plaque, which may mean we need to address cholesterol, treating it with medication, with diet, exercise, and then sometimes we will go ahead and do a stress test at that point to see if there is ischemia that you will need to go on to further testing with cardiology.
Is that a yearly thing after that initial one has been done?
No,
no. Okay. Depending on results, maybe every couple of years.
Sometimes
or so?
What we'll do is, you know, if we get someone on therapy, then a few years later we'll say, hey, let's redo it and see if there's improvement.
Sure. That makes sense.
We got a call from a listener wondering what can be done for hammer toes.
That would be surgery. Podiatry usually
what
does that.
What is a hammer toe?
It's like it curls up.
Oh, so okay, yeah.
What ends up happening is like your toes end up curling up, and some people end up with skin breakdown and ulcerization or a lot of calluses because their shoes don't fit properly and you can't get proper fitting things. So then I'll refer them to podiatry for possible surgery.
Ouch.
Is that a long recovery for something like that?
I'm not positive exactly, but I mean, most surgery is probably 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, something like that.
What about people? Are people catching up on those things that they put off during the pandemic? You know, those.
I think people are. I think they are.
Yeah. I mean, imagine a lot of people are getting to the point of where, like, oh, they put off a colonoscopy or they put off getting screened, and your blood pressure can take a drastic change in 2 years.
I see that every day in my practice. Like, people come in for a physical, and I'm like, oh, you were due for a colonoscopy, you know, last year. He's like, oh, I didn't do it because of COVID, or I didn't do this, you know. And so it amazes me that how much we did get behind on some of that screening.
Are there any health... This is a question in our text club, and I'm just calling you. I'm assuming you're a man, but it just seems like a man-like question. What types of health screenings can I do myself without going to the doctor? Just seems like something you would ask. I mean, we make fun of you guys not going to the doctor when you're supposed to.
Yeah, I get a lot of men they're like, my wife made the appointment.
Right.
You could check your blood pressure. That's probably about all that, you know, is out there, you know, at a pharmacy or something for screening. You know, there might be some free screenings from time to time that are offered at places, but the easiest one would be to just check a blood pressure.
I mean, helpful if you take a look at your skin and see what's going on, too, I suppose. Little stuff like that we don't even think, but I mean, that is helpful, right?
It's interesting, even with the skin issue. You know, I usually ask, have you had any changes in your skin, any changing moles, any new growths and whatnot? And a lot of people are, oh, yeah, something's here or there, and they want that taken a look at. And people forget, you know, like there is, you know, basal and squamous cell cancers that, you know, can be caught early and treated very easily by removing them.
Mm-hmm. And do you do that in your office, or do you suggest they go to a derm person for that?
I do some. Some of the other providers may do it as well. And we also have dermatology at the office, so we can always get them into him.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too. You know, when we talk about IMA, we have so many years of just knowing you as internal medicine physicians, but you're so much more. I mean, we've talked several times to your pediatric team.
Yes.
You have dermatology now. I don't even know all the other things that you have.
Rheumatology.
Yes, rheumatology. Thank you. Yes, we've talked to her as well. So there's a lot of, you know... At one time, it was like you're only seeing internal medicine doctors, but you guys have a lot at your fingertips now.
We do.
Okay. Any other questions in at 35270? And I think when we come back, we'll announce the winner of that first aid kit as well. So stay tuned. This is It Takes Two, the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. The IMA Doctor Show is on the air, and congratulations to Beth from Edgley, North Dakota. We're going to hook you up with that IMA first aid kit. I think also, JJ, we should probably throw in a pizza cutter.
Oh, we're definitely It Takes Two pizza cutters.
I don't know that those really work together, but you give away first aid kits, we give away pizza cutters.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Merrick Yohe has been with us here from IMA Health, talking all things health-related. You know, I have a question about COVID booster shots, specifically because I had a friend reach out to me and say, hey, I just got this email from the pharmacy saying, if you've recovered from COVID within the last 90 days, be sure to come back in and get a booster. And we wondered, is this shot number four? So if you've had your first two shots, a booster, are you eligible to get another booster?
Not to my knowledge right
okay.
now.
Okay, so they're encouraging people that have not had a booster to get one.
That would be my guess, yes.
Okay, and is it still out there that, hey, if you haven't had a booster, this is something that you should still consider doing?
Yeah, they're still available.
Okay, yep. And flu shots. Are we past the point, if you haven't had a flu shot by now, are you calling it a wash or should you still get one?
I mean, people are still getting them because we still have it. So it's hard to say. I did speak to one of the ER doctors and they did say they're seeing an uptick in influenza now again. So, and he just noticed that in the last week.
Mm. And so, they take a couple of weeks to work.
Yes, it takes a few weeks.
So if you haven't got it,
you may get it now.
Yeah, it may want to still get the shot.
Yes.
We still have flu season.
Are there still long waiting lists for the shingles shot or are we caught up and people can get it if they want it?
We are caught up.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Stock is good.
And a lot of people are pretty excited and happy about that new type of shingle shot.
Yeah, I think they're excited because it's so much more effective. I would say most people complain that they do get a pretty good sore arm from it.
Well, we're used to that now. Everything's given us a sore arm nowadays.
This person says, I have excessive pain from my elbow down to my wrist. Thoughts on what I can do? Do I need to see a doctor?
It's possible they could have tendonitis up at the elbow, and that will radiate down. So you could do some stretching and like kind of massage that area and see if you can get it to break up and feel better.
Oh yeah. Do you frequently send people to massage for those sorts of things?
I do recommend massage for many people who have aches and pains. I do think, it certainly will help them.
Yeah. I like that. Let's just do massage for everything. Not everything, but I like when a doctor says, like, you have to go get a massage. This is absolutely what you have to do.
What would be the cutoff for concern when it comes to like a wound healing on your extremities? And it doesn't, like if 2 weeks have gone by and it's still like scabbed over, let's say you got a cut or something, is that, when's too long?
Well, it's kind of hard to answer. It depends probably more on the patient type. Some people, if they're diabetic, they may not heal as well. If they have poor circulation, they may not heal as well. If it's looking infected, you need to be seen. So it really depends. If it's just a scab and it's just taking time and you're healthy and you heal okay, then you may not need to worry as much. But if you have underlying health issues, you know, that could turn into a non-healing ulcer, could lead to a bone infection, could lead to a systemic infection. So some of those higher risk people need to be more proactive.
This is a good question. And maybe, one we should answer for those people. What can I do if I don't have a doctor? Can I just make an appointment at IMA?
Yes.
And I mean, that is hard for people, right? We start getting into our late 30s, early 40s. We start to realize, oh, we're only really using the walk-in clinic as our doctor.
Yes. Yeah, you just call and make an appointment. The staff will go through like the providers and see who you want to see. And otherwise, people will check out the website and say, I want to see this person, and then call and make an appointment.
And even if you have a doctor, you can
switch.
You can switch. You can come on over to IMA. IMA Doctors show is on the third Monday of each month from 12:30 to 1:30. But IMA Healthcare is located on 45th Street and 32nd Avenue South across from Mexican Village. You can call them today at 701-280-2033. And same day appointments at IMA as well. COVID tests if you need them. IMAhealthcare.com. IMA Healthcare is focused on whole person preventative and specialized medical care. Instead of simply treating a symptom, they'll work to find the source of that symptom and what it means to your overall health. IMA Healthcare, embracing the personal side of medicine. Join us March 21st for the next IMA Doctor Show. And Dr. Mark Yoey, thanks so much.
Thank you.